The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly's here. Jess, you've got news from Meta, how they're going to age verify.
Yeah, this is something that they've been working on for quite a few years. And earlier this year, about 2 months ago, I was talking to the director of policy at Instagram, who told me about the introduction of teen accounts. So already in certain parts of the world and coming to Ireland in the next few months, we are going to have the introduction of teen accounts by default. So if you're a teenager on the platform already with your correct date of birth in place, you're going to be placed into a teen account. And there'll be certain restrictions in place for those aged under 16 and then those aged between 16 and 18. We'll talk through what some of them are in a quick minute. But what they've now elaborated on is how they're going to verify those whose date of birth might be incorrect on the platform. Mm. So teenagers, a lot of people will know how to do 2024 minus 19, put in that date of birth and get access to the full kit and caboodle.
Do you remember Nadine Coyle getting caught out on X
making
Factor?
Her a Gemini? Yeah, that was one of the most iconic moments in the history of Irish television. But Nadine would have been found out with this technology. They're talking about utilising artificial intelligence to assess not only the image, so if somebody appears in their photograph to be under the age of 18, but also look at the accounts that they're interacting with. So if you're following certain music artists, certain influencers, if you're interacting in a certain way, they'll also assess the posts as well.
Okay.
And from that, they will make it a guesstimate of your age.
And this is all AI generated. I mean, they're not going to be doing this on a person-to-person
basis. They couldn't
possibly
be doing it person-to-person. It's all AI. But the thought process is that if you are found by the AI to be underage and they place you into an account, you'll be able to dispute that.
Okay.
But you may be required to upload ID.
Okay.
To verify.
Seems fair enough, you know.
Your date of birth. I think it sounds like a brilliant idea. This is something that was actually touted years ago. I think it was Eamon Ryan at the time when Facebook were at one of the Oireachtas committees. He asked why this couldn't be done. So rather than forcing everybody to put their ID in as a default, they're now placing everybody whose age is legitimate into those default accounts. And then if you have a dispute, if you want it that badly, upload your ID and problem solved.
Okay, it sounds like progress anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
In a very difficult area. Now, the questions that are coming in thick and fast. Could Jess recommend a good starter camera? I'd love to start to get into it, but I'm afraid I'd give it up.
Okay, you know, I don't know what phone you have, but the best camera that you have is the one that's on your person at the you know, whatever moment you want to take a photograph. I know that our colleague Tom Douglas is a keen photographer. He was on my show Tech Talk a few months back now with the starter to the SLRs and the different types of cameras that are there. Canon are excellent. Again, it depends on the type of photography you want to do, if you want to do portraits, landscapes and all the rest. What I would suggest you do, if you don't have a good phone or a good camera on your phone, upgrade your phone first and foremost.
Yeah.
Get involved in things like Photoshop, Canva. Play around, work with your images and see if it's something that you're willing to commit to and a hobby that you're looking to develop.
Most phones are quite sophisticated in terms of the camera, in terms of what they can do.
Yeah. The settings that, like, you can utilize, like, a lot of the high-end phones now will have multiple lenses that you can play around with. You can get into the settings and tweak. So that would be my advice. Start with your phone and then work your way up.
Would Jess know of any good educational tablets for kids? We're talking about spelling, writing numbers and so on.
Yeah, so what I'd recommend in that instance is get an Android tablet, so something like the Samsung Tab A, put the parental restrictions in place. And there are a ton of fantastic educational apps, ones that are specifically aimed for education, so they won't have the in-app purchases or the annoying ads. You can also download an awful lot of worksheets that are designed for tablets. So for writing, for example, where the child will trace the shapes of letters and so on. So get an Android tablet and download the educational apps.
I'm getting notifications to upgrade to Windows 11. I've been holding off. Do you recommend moving to Windows 11?
Yeah, I now do.
Your machine has to be able to do it.
Yeah, this is the key thing. You need to assess. So go on to the Windows website. There'll be a link within the update that's being pushed towards you. Check the spec requirements that are needed in terms of space and in terms of processing power and in terms of RAM. It'll be made very, very clearly. Then go into, click on the Windows key in the bottom left corner, go to settings, go to about computer, and just ensure that you have the space and the power to run Windows 11. But when you have it, I'm trying to get it on my laptop here at the moment because the Copilot is ingrained into it and it is incredibly impressive.
Well, I have a 10-year-old desktop, which I love, but I don't think it can run Windows 11.
No.
Can you recommend a good value laptop around 500 to 700 euro with decent memory, maybe 16 gigs?
Oh, yeah, there are plenty out there. The Lenovo IdeaPad is fantastic. I think it's the i5. It's great and it has plenty of RAM and it will absolutely tick all the boxes. Those are the ones that are designed for, you know, long-term use as well, so it won't break after a year or two.
I bought a new HP printer and it offers ink subscription service. Online reviews are frightening. Is it better to stick with conventional buy as you need from an occasional user?
Yeah, buy as you need for an occasional user. I signed up to a subscription service for my contact lenses and it was going to give me contact lenses, more contact lenses than I could possibly use in a 3-month period, all for a $25.99 subscription fee. So don't subscribe unless you need it.
Does Jess pay for antivirus for her computer or do the free options work?
Free options work.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.